One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Nothing says summer like a rich, creamy ice cream float from Skyline. Made with two scoops of fresh vanilla ice cream and your choice of Barq's Root Beer, Barq's Red Cream Soda, or any of their Coke products. At participating Skyline locations while supplies last.
Bike. It's the Bro Show. It's Lucas and Jacob.
In this podcast episode, we're going to try our hardest to be authentic. A lot of people have been telling us we're inauthentic. Actually, in our real life, too, people have been saying, you guys just seem inauthentic. So can you please be more authentic? So then I started pondering on it. How do I be authentic? And I think I know how to be authentic now, so I'm going to try to.
Yes. I don't really care what people in my real life saying it, but if it's going to start affecting my bands, I'm going to start being authentic. We actually met with a Hollywood type agent / lawyer / manager / publicist. And they let us know that authenticity is what everyone wants in celebrities like us. So we're going to try to be authentic so we can keep rising up that Hollywood ladder.
Yeah. So
high five, Hollywood baby.
That guy Lucas was talking about, he watched a few podcasts and videos and he said, you guys seem joyful. It must not be real, right? It's all an act. And then he said, I don't think that's actually you. I think if you were being authentic, you would be in a bad mood most of the time. So I thought I was happy, but maybe I'm actually supposed to be in a bad mood because that's like who I'm supposed to. Like, he made it sound like if you're happy, it's not authenticity.
No, that's what is so funny about. When did, I swear this was like 2019 when this started getting, you know, coming out of the Earth's crust. People talking about, yeah, people are more authentic now. And like Instagram's getting more authentic and stuff. But it always does make me think that most of the time it seems like this authenticity is just curated. You know what I mean? Like it's people trying to seem like I'm not posing or like I'm not going to do a filter, but it's all just like curated authenticity. And then like you said, I think that's what sucks about people trying to be authentic because I think a lot of people think it means you have to be like monotone and stuff because they view having emotions as being fake. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So if you were like outside of Applebee's and you said, I'm excited to go to Applebee's, people might say that's inauthentic because like, why would you ever be that excited?
I think people just honestly don't realize it, but they think authentic is a synonym for boring, no emotions, monotone. You know what I mean? I think that's what, because that's usually what the example people usually say. This person's very authentic. And then you see they're just mad all the time and like tired and stuff. And people are like, they're just so authentic. But yeah, if someone was all happy and excited, people would say, it's not authentic.
Yeah. I mean, I guess
authenticity.
From being like online, I have noticed like people are trying to appear as more real. But yeah, I guess the big question is like, is it even authentic if you're just trying to be authentic? You know, so obviously at the beginning of this podcast, you were joking, like, we're going to try to be authentic. But if you're trying to be authentic, is that even authentic? Because isn't trying to be something inauthentic?
Yeah, it just seems like it just seems like it's all a new performance.
One of the, I don't really know if she ever said, like, I'm trying to be authentic, but one of the times, like, I actually thought this was funny. Times why, like, it kind of, this was kind of like one of the, this was kind of like the beginning of, like, authenticity or whatever. I remember Charlie XCX, like, did a joke on Instagram being like, my label told me to post my dog, so I'm posting it. That kind of goes into, like, the authentic thing, but just from a fan's perspective, it gives more of the vibe she just thought that was funny. But I guess that would be an example of like she could just post a photo of a dog and be inauthentic, or just post that screenshot of the email and be authentic.
Yeah, it's kind of what we talked about before with characters. Like these musicians have like a character, and then like the third album, they decide to drop the character and they say, you know what? I'm not going to hide behind this character and I'm going to be myself and be authentic. But then it usually just means boring. But the sad thing is that I think the character and the inauthenticity kind of brings out your true self. You know what I mean? Where if you're hiding behind a character or a persona, you actually might show more of your true self than if you're quote unquote being your true self, because that seems like there's too much pressure in that. Whereas I feel like if like Nicki Minaj, for example, like is really like leaning into the Nicki Minaj persona, she might actually show more of her soul than if she was being Onika, you know?
Yeah.
Because if she was being her true self, she might all of a sudden have all these expectations and her ego gets into it way more and like just way more self-conscious. So it actually isn't authentic. So the character was actually more authentic.
Yeah, because it's kind of like a mask. And then it kind of makes me think of the Ariana Grande No Tears Left to Cry. I think it's the music video where she's choosing a different mask for each day.
Yeah, that's me every day.
And I'm assuming there's some psychology person watching that knows more about it. But like, then at a certain point, it is just like, maybe like, well, I'll just wearing masks. And even like just every day we're wearing a mask. And it's not like depressing. It's more of the vibe of like, well, Sims, you need to choose who you want to be.
And isn't it kind of a thing where, yeah, like, and I think when sometimes you get too, like, attached to your mask and Sim, and then you start taking everything too personally, where if you put on a freak costume and had this giant wig, a corset on, suddenly you would be so free and actually be expressing your true, authentic self. But it's weird how then when you're just in your regular little costume, sometimes you take it too seriously.
I know, I'm just... Okay.
Our everyday drag can control us. It can hold us back.
Okay, now I'm getting so intrigued, like, because all I wrote down for this topic was, we're going to be authentic, but now I have to mention this. Okay, so you know the whole thing that you're talking about of being authentic means being in a bad mood nowadays. Okay, so you know how, like, it's 10 o'clock at night, you're watching TV and someone has a conversation with you. You probably are going to be talking monotone and more chill. Like, I'm not going to be in a bad mood, but it might be more like quiet than I usually am because I'm about to go to bed. It's 11 o'clock. But so that is who I am. Like, that's
part of you. Yeah.
But then it also makes me think about what you're saying. Like, that's why authenticity, like, it doesn't really make sense. People judging people's authenticity just because simply 3 o'clock in the afternoon the next day, I just want to be a clown in this thing. Let's say I'm filming a YouTube video and I just want to be a clown. Like, that's who I just truly feel like.
Yeah.
But then people would look at me if someone saw my whole day and be like, why at 11 o'clock were you so monotone and quiet and boring and not queer? Queer means like eccentric, right?
Just happy.
Yeah. So, but then why at 3 o'clock in the afternoon are you so queer and having seem more joyful? But then it leads me to this whole thing of literally both of those are authentic. So then when people online are judged saying, you're not authentic, this, that, who are you to judge? Because you don't even know this boss. Like, you don't even, like, you have to hang out with someone for weeks and then to actually know who they are.
And then they might have a new version of themselves emerge the third month in, so you never really know, you know?
I'm kind of a Miley Cyrus type. I remember we used to joke about how she said once in an interview, people that haven't seen me in 2 weeks, when they see me, I'm a brand new person.
I was going to say, yeah, we have to do like a little catch-up session. They have to realize a new me. That's actually real. Like, we're always all evolving.
So I just think as evolution. A society, my wish for this little topic that we're having is I hope people start viewing authenticity less as being in a bad mood all the time and more as just people being themselves, whatever that means.
Yeah. I just don't really believe in authenticity. Like, that's what I feel like the root of it is. I feel like there's actually no such thing. Because I think everything is authentic in a way.
No, yeah, like, if I'm being completely honest, I actually fully, obviously the definition of someone being authentic would just be someone being themselves, so it does mean something.
But what is yourself?
Yeah, I honestly don't, I actually agree. I don't really think it actually means anything because we're always changing, and also,
Like Miley said, like every 2 weeks you're a different person. So like, what is authentic?
Yeah, but with that being said, I am going to be more authentic.
Same. I'm going to hashtag all my Instagram photos with authentic.
Kind of be in more of a bad mood.
But that actually brings me to another topic I wrote down, which we are guilty of this. Maybe I'll just say me. I won't project onto you. I'm guilty of this. But this is a new thing. I don't think this happened as much 10 years ago. Everybody putting disclaimers before everything they say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you should just project because you won't even projecting. You just will speak in the truth.
No, but I noticed that. I do it. You do it. Like, everybody I'm around does it. I watch videos and people do it. Interviews. Like, everything I see of people in real life, nowadays, everyone does a disclaimer before everything. Which I get because, like, everyone... I don't know if it's because of cancel culture. Like, I don't even know those people blaming cancel culture. But I think it's just because maybe we all have more of a voice now. So it's more easy to hear everyone's opinions about what you say. So you don't want anything taken out of context. So if you ever say anything, you're like, just so you know, I might be completely wrong. Or just so you know, I didn't Google this fully. Or maybe what I just said was wrong. Like, I feel like that's always what everyone always says before anything. Like, even the simplest thing, like you would say, avocados are good for you. At least I think. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, that's always the vibe of everyone.
No, yeah. Okay, so for the internet people doing this, it's still dumb, which I've done it. So I'm saying what I've done is dumb. But this is...
I feel like I do it literally every episode.
But this is when I think I need to look at myself and look at society and actually be like, we need to change this shit. This is when. The internet's one thing. But when it actually starts affecting your real life where you're talking to people and you say you do disclaimers, that's when it gets to a point. And also,
I think everybody doesn't
even have to do with being an influencer, social media person. Even people that like don't do the social media for a career or whatever do this.
Everyone.
No, yeah. So that's when I think that we need to look at ourselves and be like, okay, all of us are at fault. And like, we all say dumb things. And I am going to do a disclaimer. Obviously, I'm not talking about actually like saying I killed someone. Like, obviously, that's bad. But but with that being said, I think that's when I realized, like, okay, we need to actually stop this. Because why are we doing disclaimers even just for talking to someone I actually know? Like, this is stupid. Like why? And also, it's kind of in this weird way, if you're doing a disclaimer, I'm talking to Lucas and I do a disclaimer, he could kind of look at it as it's rude. It's kind of saying that I'm viewing you as untrustworthy. You know, if I told you something...
I'm
going
to take everything out of context.
No, yeah, it's like if I was telling you, okay, so I actually started eating Big Macs because they're healthy, I think. But don't quote me on it, but I think they're healthy. Me saying, like, don't quote me on it and all this stuff, it's just so... I would say it's kind of rude to you because it's saying, like, you're going to, like... judge, like, it just kind of is viewing the world. That's what I hate about it. Viewing the world in this very judgmental way. When in reality, if I did tell Lucas, I'm going to start eating Big Macs for lunch every day because I hold they're healthy, he probably would think, okay, I doubt that's true, but he's not going to really actually like judge me on it. But I think that's why I just don't like it when I really think about it, because seems like you're viewing everyone as judgy people.
But what do you think does cause all of this? Because it is a recent thing, right? Like, in 2012, I don't think this was really happening.
I think we've just seen too much of the internet. And I think it just is accumulation of, like, just seeing too much.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, no one wants to be wrong, obviously, which obviously for all of the humanity, nobody's like wanted to be wrong. But especially now, I feel like nobody wants to be wrong, obviously.
Yeah. And
so then because it can just feel like if you say, I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry. I'm going to do a disclaimer right now.
This is a topic where I already know in a week I'm going to be at the library looking for Book Street, and there's going to be some Harvard scientist that wrote a whole book on this. Like, don't you think there's already books on this? Like, books about how everyone's doing disclaimers, and no one's like, it would be deeper than what we're talking about. But like, I feel like if there's already a self-help book about what we're talking about how, like, no one's going to say what they think because they're scared someone in their real life that they literally know so deeply is going to do.
I'm pretty sure I did read an article about this.
Oh, you did?
I don't know if it was from a Harvard person, but it was, like, an article saying, like, this person studied this. And it was, like, what was it? I think it was, like, OCD. It was... like minor OCD cancel culture syndrome. I just made that whole thing up. But it was something something using the term OCD and cancel culture. And it was saying like, this isn't like full blown OCD, obviously. Like it's not that debilitating, but it is sort of a thing that it was saying that people have like this, yeah, sort of like obsessive thing where like they always are like checking everything more than usual because of being scared of like coming off the wrong way or something.
I think another reason for this, yeah, like first of all, I was giggling so much because I was picturing me going to a psychiatrist saying, guys, I just feel beaten down. What is it? What pill should I go on? And they say, boo-doo. You've been diagnosed with OCD cancel cultural brain. Like, that'd be so fucking hilarious. But I was just going to talk on something to what you were saying before that. You were talking about cancel culture.
We're saying like what causes it. We're just inserting this in right now to let you guys know next week is a dark week for the podcast. We will be taking a week off. So we hope you guys all stay safe and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
We're going to that resort in Palm Springs where you starve yourself.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know so no one got sad. Because I think last time we took a week off, there was a rumor that we died. So we didn't die.
Yee.
All right, back to the pod.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Oh, well, I wanted to mention how I want to cancel this also because what if it bleeds into other parts of my life and I just become OCD about everything?
Okay, that's the thing. And it's like we should just all, I feel like we shouldn't all be checking. This is that thing. Oh my God, I'm doing a disclaimer right now. I feel like obviously we should be checking what we're saying so we don't say anything like horrible. But at a certain point, it's like maybe just let yourself be free and then be also be unwilling to be corrected.
No, that's what I was thinking when you were saying that is that I feel like I would rather just be free and just be myself.
And also be and open then, to criticism yeah, and not take it so personally and just learn.
Exactly. So like if someone told me like, it came off as weird that you said that. That person's not a bad person. They just, and then it just, and I think you just, another part of it is just not really letting go of your ego, whatever, and just being like, yeah, that is weird that I said that. But I did say it, and that sucks that I said it. But, like, it doesn't need to... I feel like it leads to this world where I'm viewing, like, I'm thinking of stuff like, why does everything have to be so concrete? Like, me saying something isn't concrete. But I think in this weird way, like, I don't know what caused it, but, like, we view stuff as so concrete. Like, what I mean is, like, me saying one sentence... I'm like viewing that one sentence would mean something even in 40 years. But in reality, like that sentence won't mean anything in 40 years.
Yeah. Did we already talk about this on the podcast? How we were talking about like 100 years ago if somebody went to a party versus today. Was that on the podcast or like your video or something?
I do know what you're talking about.
You're just saying how like nowadays, since everything's recorded, like even just innocently, like you're with a group of friends and everyone records the whole night out, photos, like everything is documented so much. So you always are like living in the past in a way. So it does seem like stuff like let's say you have a night where you get wasted and you like say all these horrible things and get into fights. No matter what, that's going to be bad. But imagine 100 years ago that happened. The next day you'd be like, I'm sorry, guys. And like nobody would be able to like show you videos of it or like they wouldn't like be like keep seeing it and it wouldn't be on people's like Ring doorbells. But like nowadays, yeah, like everything is actually set in stone because it's all documented. So there's not really a way where like even 100 years ago, like let's say you had an embarrassing drunk night. The next day you could say like, you guys are exaggerating it. Like, you could kind of be like, I'm sorry, but you guys are exaggerating it. And you just move on. Everyone would be like, they have no proof of anything. Where nowadays, like, they'd be like, no, I'm not exaggerating it. And here's the 45-minute video.
And people
like,
could bring
you
it
and
up.
Your drunk episode.
Yeah. Okay, I'm so glad you mentioned it because you made me remember what I was going to mention when I had that little, what was I going to say? That's what I was going to say. I kind of think what might cause this is smartphones. So the reason why this doesn't only affect social media creators or whatever, saying social media creators makes it feel like I'm like, work at this brand or something. I hate it. But anyway, the reason why it doesn't just affect us is because all of us have seen those videos. someone filming someone at Walmart and they're doing something funny. Silly. And it has so many likes, all the comments. This person's so stupid. Kill yourself. Okay, now that's
true.
That's
why I think
everyone has this cancel culture OCD. Now, I feel like deep down, people have this fail that like people, or like maybe I'm just talking about myself and I'm projecting, but you have this fail of like, maybe I'm odd or weird. So then you might think like when you're in public, like someone might film you because something you're doing is wrong. And I feel like this is pretty universal. I've seen people joke about it, like saying, I wonder if someone followed me for a day, if they would say I'm normal. Like, that's why I feel like could cause this too, is that even just like going to your local Whole Foods to grab a slice of pizza, maybe you might accidentally do or say something weird, and then, okay, now this is obviously irrational because it's only one in a billion that this happens, but still, it might be on your mind.
Yeah. Speaking of Whole Foods pizza, I remember years ago, somebody worked at our local Whole Foods in the pizza department specifically. Yeah. And I just want to know if you're still out there. Let us know. I remember you offered to get us a free pizza. We never took you up on it. I remember we actually brought it up multiple times. We're like, maybe we should go and just get the free pizza from her. You know what I mean? We're not stealing money from her. We're stealing money from Whole Foods. And she was willing to give it to us. Like, we'd also meet a listener, which would be kind of fun. But I just want to know. She probably doesn't listen anymore because I feel like it's kind of rare to like listen to a podcast for this many years. For like, I feel like people do, but I feel like I just have an inkling that she like moved on to, I don't know. Like she moved on. I mean, what podcast did she move on to? Maybe like The Office Ladies. I feel like she's so into The Office Ladies, like them recapping The Office, that she wants to listen to our podcast, but she hasn't gotten to it. But if you're still here, let us know. And if you still work at Whole Foods, let us know, because we're actually going to take you up on it. And like, we'll get that free pizza. Honestly, I'm going to probably try to scam a few free sushi rolls. Can you get us some free hot bar?
Sushi's like kind of expensive anyway.
I just don't know why we didn't take her up on it.
I know. And there was even times where, so there was like probably a year period where every now and then she would comment it. And like, it was just was so nice and genuine. And there was even times where we were at this Whole Foods walking past the pizza department. And I remember we were joking about, oh, I wonder if she's going to give us a free pizza, because I was in the mindset of, oh, if she was there and said, like, I'll make you a pizza, I will take it. But
oh, for sure.
But which is so funny. Like, she doesn't even know this, but, like, we probably had, I'm not even joking, 3 conversations about it. Like, kind of in-depth.
I know. I remember whenever I went there, I always felt so famous, because, like, I'd always be walking by the pizza section and, like, I kind of be strutting because I'd be like, she's probably watching. But then no one ever looked at me. Like, I'd always look at the people in the pizza department and I'd be like, oh, it's not her. Because they didn't really give like a starstruck look. Whereas I feel like if it was her, she'd be like, oh my God, the bro show. But like, they always just had a monotone face. So I feel like we never actually saw her.
But then again,
because she would have been like, hey!
But then again, I think I'm the type of person where if I was this pizza lady and I was a fan of someone's podcast and I saw them in real life, I honestly think I'm the type of bitch to be monotone and not even do a smile, because I would just feel... That's another thing about being monotone and stuff. For me, at least, it's kind of an insecurity thing. Like, I would use that as a mask.
Oh, that's because being happy and, like, excited is very vulnerable.
Yeah,
because,
like, people sometimes will say, I totally
agree. I
feel
like that's so vulnerable. Like, if you're actually just openly, like, on a whim, being like, hey, like, excited, like, you're very free, I feel like, because that is a very vulnerable thing in today's society.
No, yeah.
So
sure.
Like people, this like being more monotone is more accepted. Like that'd be like viewed as cooler, you know?
Yeah. Have I talked about this in the podcast? Because I'm getting a memory I have. Have I talked about this quote that I saw someone? I feel like I already talked about this, but let me know. You might have forgot. A quote of myself 10 years ago would have been proud of myself. So that's all I'm thinking about.
Oh, yeah.
Have I
talked
about it?
I feel like
you
haven't.
Okay, so I was just looking at someone from high school's Instagram story, and it was just like something saying, myself 10 years ago would be so happy where I'm at. So like it was kind of the vibe of, why would I care? Because at least I'm doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I have an example about that, talking about Whole Foods. Yesterday, I was going grocery shopping, and I was going to go to Whole Foods. I didn't. But I was going to shop up, get all my weekly groceries at Whole Foods. And that's a situation where if I would have done that, and myself at 14 would have known I'm actually shopping at Whole Foods, I honestly think my 14-year-old self would have thought, you made it! That's what's weird. Like, okay, like, what's a situation of something you do that's not even that cool, but, like, you're 16-year-old self would be like, "Hey!" Like, even this is another one. So I remember watching the Kardashians. I don't do this, but like, I remember watching, what my 10-year-old self would think was so cool. But I remember watching the Kardashians, they would have those salads. By the way, do they still do that? I haven't watched it recently. Do they still have those big-ass salads?
I've been watching the Hulu version. They don't really eat salad on the show anymore, now that I think about it. They don't really do eating scenes.
It was such a big thing. They'd pull out that plastic salad
shake.
Thing. And it was such... And when they ate it, it was the vibe of... Now, here's the thing. I've bought salads and stuff, but it's weird, like, thinking if my 12-year-old self would have known that, like, I was getting these salads that you shake and stuff. I feel like my 12-year-old self would have been like, "You made it!" Like, what's an example for you?
I'm trying to think.
I guess this would just be one, like, ordering groceries to your house. Wouldn't your 16-year-old self
be like,
"You made it!"
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that would be it. No, but I want to know, if anybody listening gets a salad every day and shakes it in a box, does it ever wear off? Because I don't get a salad that often, so whenever I do shake it, it is this whole vibe where, like, I have BBL, I picture I have cheek filler, like, I picture I have four cameras around me, and there's a boom mic above, like, I always just feel so cunty doing it, and I want to know, does that wear off if you do it every day? Because I don't know if it would.
I don't know if it would, and you brought up such a good point talking about BBL and stuff. My mind is completely fucked. I feel like when you think of a salad, like, naturally, you should just think of, for some reason, I would picture a woman... I would picture this healthy woman. I don't picture that. Like, but like, I just picture someone, they go on a jog every day. I don't picture that. I picture when I picture someone eating a salad for lunch, I picture the biggest lips, buckle fat removed. When they lift up their shirt, you can tell they've had three of those lipo things because their stomach kind of has like
unnaturally flat.
Yeah, like, that's the thing is that I don't associate salads with skinny people. I associate it with plastic surgery people.
Oh, and picture, yeah, just marble counter. And maybe have a Barstool moment. Somebody, one of the chefs is cooking pasta, like, and they're just shaking it.
Oh,
and they're
yeah.
in full glam for no reason. Not going to leave the gated community that day.
And you have that Range Rover that's leased, and you lease it because you get a new one each year. Like, yeah. That's the
you
thing
get your car wrapped with velvet, like Kylie Jenner did that one time, where the most stupid, unrealistic wrap. Like, if it goes in the rain, the dust, it's ruined. You can't put that through a car wash, but... You do it for the Insta photo.
Oh, yeah. And then
after you eat the salad.
And then you get a Dior stroller, even if you don't have a kid.
You have
like,
a kid.
You have
a kid to get the Dior stroller.
Yeah.
Like, and then that kid's raised by a nanny, but which is still has a great childhood. You're just not part of it.
That's the thing is that's what I associate these salads. Like, I think if I had a salad, not that I made it, if I ordered a salad to my apartment every day, I already know in a year whether or not I actually can afford this lifestyle. I just know I would be living like Paris Hilton, and I don't know
Toyota
if I could afford
Toyota RAV4 wrapped in velvet.
No, but that's what I'm saying is that I actually think if I ate a salad every day for lunch, I would sell my Toyota, and I would somehow find a way to lease a Rolls Royce. I don't know if I'd be doing it illegally through some scams, but
oh my God.
I would find a way to do it.
I just have to know, does this wear off? Because like I said, I think we're still like keeping our like, we're still kind of lightweights because I only do this maybe 6 times a year, maybe not even. Because even when I got salads at Sweetgreen like a week ago, I never did the shake moment because they shook it for me. I feel like that shaking thing is maybe once every 2 years for me. So every time it hits. But if you did it every day at lunch, I feel like maybe it would wear off a little bit.
I think it would, but something else that's just as cool. I don't do this often either, but using a whisk. I feel like using a whisk.
Oh, that is cunty.
Okay, so when you're mixing something with a whisk, whether it's the ricotta cheese for the lasagna or gravy, I swear when I'm using that whisk, like you said, like I have this like schizophrenia episode where I picture a boom mic, four cameras. Like that's like
for me, that's more when I use a fork as a whisk. But when you have a bowl slightly like turn and use the fork, that makes you feel like you're on a cooking show. It's a different type of thing. It's not a BBL vibe. It's you have a chef's coat on and you're on a Food Network. And you're going to have a Vegas restaurant in a couple months.
I have to write notes because I have so many things to say.
The fork whisk.
Another thing that actually has that vibe. Okay, now I don't do this, but I know if I started having this every day for breakfast or lunch, it would be, like, I think I'd have too big of an ego. Making an omelet, by making an omelet, do what they do at Embassy Suites and throw it up in the air. Oh, I already know if every day I had a green pepper cheese omelet, and when the egg was cooked, I flipped it. I know in 6 months I would have diamonds.
No, but I'm actually crying laughing because I just thought of something that I can't believe this actually happened.
What?
When I was in Catholic school, private school. We did like a pancake dinner or something. And I'm not kidding. I don't know if this is actually how it was, but the guy flipped the pancake. He flipped the pancakes. Oh, I'm not kidding, but I think they went up like 13 feet. I'm not kidding. Oh my god, I'm actually crying.
Wait.
That's not even that funny, but like for some reason, I remember he flipped the pancakes and they actually went up like two stories high and then he caught the pancakes.
Wait, so when you were a kid, were you actually like, that's the most cool shit ever?
Why was he going so hard? Do you think they told him to, or did he just go rogue?
I think he went rogue, but I'm also so proud of him that he like had enough confidence to be like, I'm doing it.
I don't know if I'm exaggerating it because I was like 5 years old, but he flipped up the flapjack. I remember it flipping so many times. Like, and it was in a gymnasium, so you know those are high ceilings.
Oh, yeah.
And then he caught it, and I was like, holy fuck. Like, and then every time he did it, like, I hope he is still doing great today because that is, I feel like I was going to say, like, if you flip an omelet kind of lightly in your own kitchen, I feel like you actually would never get depression. No. No, I don't think there'd be a possible way to, if you do that every day.
This is another point. So you know how, this is kind of like a 2018 onward. You know how people create those fan edits where like it would just show someone posing and it would do these zoom ins and stuff.
Oh.
I think that's a natural thing that we experience as humans, but no one's going to admit it. I feel like naturally, like when I see someone with a pizza throwing up in the air, I naturally, my brain does a slow motion and in the background of my brain, this starts playing. I always let the good ones go. But then like when they're, that's why I think naturally it's like normal to like view some stuff in slow motion and have a song playing in the background.
I feel like that is one of the coolest things humans can do, flipping a type of food. But whether
also,
it's whether it's throwing the pizza crust in the air, omelet or a flapjack, that's one of the coolest things you can do.
And that's the thing is that with these whole things, like with the whole pizza thing, people always have the excuse, I'm doing it to make a pizza. But you know how like, if they didn't have that excuse, it might be kind of embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, because it's like, why are you going so hard?
Yeah.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You mentioned the Food Network, I had to write this down. This wasn't even in my notes, but I have to mention it. So anyone that watched The Kitchen on Food Network, I don't know if it's still on, but it was like five cooks and it was on Saturday mornings.
I watched this.
Yeah, I don't know if it was like that.
Was it like Bobby Flay and stuff or?
No,
like, were there celebrity judges? Celebrity chef judges?
They were all like celebrity chefs, but it wasn't like a competition show.
Oh, so what was? What's the concept?
So it was basically like, I'll show you the cover. Kitchen Food Network show. Oh, yeah, so basically it's like five people in like a fake kitchen on set, you know?
Oh.
And they each do different recipes. There was this guy on the show named Jeff, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I haven't thought about the show in a while, but I had a moment when we were flying a while back, and we were flying United Airlines, and I actually had a moment where I was like, I'm proud of him. So Jeff on that show.
You just randomly thought of it on the plane?
No, this is why, because Jeff on that show, so I was looking through the food on the flight. He has his own like Bogo, that's only exclusively on United Airlines.
Oh, damn.
So I just had a moment where, like, I think internally, I don't know if I showed it on my face, but I actually smiled because, like, that's so... He probably was already famous when he did the show, but I remember thinking, like, wait, now he has his own exclusive United Airlines meal?
Is it the one I tried?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I tried the pimento cheeseburger, but it wasn't that one. That one was really good.
No, it wasn't
that. So what's his twist on it?
I think he has his own seasoning or something.
Oh, okay.
But I just remember thinking, like, he did that.
He's still doing it.
Yeah.
Let go him.
I know.
Speaking of... What were you going to say?
He probably felt... Like, don't you kind of feel like when you feel that much in your house, like, they probably felt it somehow?
Oh, like, I feel like
that's
somehow...
That's when I believe you get itch.
Oh, yeah. I feel like somehow the actual positive energy would have gone to him.
Yeah.
And he'd be like... He wouldn't know why, but he'd be like, I'm in a good mood for, like, right now.
Yeah.
And it lasts, like, 20 minutes.
And then, yeah.
And then go back to being a bad person. I actually wrote down in here about... I wrote down a topic called lobotomies.
Okay, are you thinking about getting one?
It's because, obviously, I've always known about lobotomies. It's where they remove part of your brain because you have a mental illness and they think it'll cure you. And I saw this thing on Reddit that was advertisements like 100 years ago for lobotomies. And it showed like a girl, she was like kind of mad in the photo. Then afterwards, she looked all happy and kind of laughing. And it said, now she plays with her kids and is a great mother. And it was saying like, get your wife a lobotomy. Or it was like, I think even they showed ones with men too, being like, yeah, he was so miserable and now he's the happiest man ever. And it's just crazy. Like, I had to research it because I was like, why did they ever think it would be a good idea to rip out part of your brain?
Yeah, so I kind of have a recent story about lobotomies. So 2 years ago, I read like half the book. I never finished it. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Then I watched the movie because it's always been in my movie list. I was like, I need to watch it. So I watched it. The main character is Jack Nicholson, I think. I've only seen a few movies with him, but it's funny how he always plays like an eccentric person. But anyway, at the end of the movie, it's okay. This doesn't spoil the movie. So it just is one aspect of the movie. It shows him getting a lobotomy. And if you, I so easily could have cried. It was like this. It just is a novel. It's not reality, but I mean, I would assume, like you said, people did get lobotomies. It was just so sad realizing, like, now he's just gone.
Like, I know, like, it actually just removes, like, your whole personality for a lot of people, I guess.
Even if someone was mentally ill, it just was so sad because I was like, if you actually knew them personally, they're kind of just dead.
Yeah, it happened to one of the Kennedys.
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, one of the Kennedy sisters, like in the early 1900s, she was like rebellious, I guess, and had mood swings. So the dad secretly got her a lobotomy without anyone else in the family knowing. Because he was just like, he heard about it and I guess thought it was promising. Because that's a thing, like back then they didn't know. And there actually were, like, there were patients who had actually worked somehow. Like there are people who like had debilitating mental illness where they had to be hospitalized and then afterwards they were discharged from the hospitals. But like,
they could like even drive and like think for themselves. So was it more of they were in like a La La Land scenario?
That's the thing. I don't know. Maybe there was just a few magical cases where like it actually somehow they snipped the right part of the brain and it was good. But it seemed like most of the time they would like for the Kennedy woman, like she went back to having the mental capacity of a toddler, I'm pretty sure, for the rest of her life.
So she had to
be in a home for the rest of her life. But that's crazy thing that like for people like her, it just completely like brought them back, like, completely removed all like mental capacity they even had.
So do you know exactly what a lobotomy is removing from the brain?
So I researched it. And it was thought in the early 1900s to be a miracle. Oh my God, I just couldn't say that word. A miracle cure to mental illness because they didn't have any antipsychotics. They didn't have antidepressants. They didn't even really like psychiatry was in its infancy.
Well, I don't. Yeah. And like, maybe you don't know this, but like, I wonder if even therapy was like.
I feel like even that would be so rare. And even then they would just like, I don't know. But so basically, I guess they knew that your frontal lobe controlled like your emotions. Like they didn't really know anything about your brain and everything back then, but they somehow knew that. So then in the 1880s, this Swiss psychiatrist started doing psychosurgeries, what is what they called them. And some of his patients improved to the point, like I said, where they're discharged from the hospitals. Others But then other of them like even got worse or like started like having even worse mood swings.
I think I got a lobotomy in a past life because like I'm having this feeling of right now of like when I of like just this like I feel like so gross. Like you know like that this is such a weird feeling, but like you know like when you even just randomly thought like what if someone like
you lived back then and you did have a mental illness and then your family got you that because they were actually trying to help you.
I know. I actually just, this is, it's so disgusting. Like,
I know. So I guess it's not what I thought. Like, I actually always had this vision where like they'd cut open your head and like remove part of your brain. But I guess this is disgusting, just so you guys know. They go through your eyeball, like your eye socket. Oh my God. And they like snip certain things.
Wait, are you joking?
Yeah, they snip because I guess back then they thought that mental illness was like from like you had too many connections back there and it was going all haywire. So they're like, maybe if we cut a few of those, like we cut a few of those connecting things, it'll be more neutral, like a regular person, I guess.
So now I'm thinking about the movie that I watched, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It doesn't show the surgical. All it showed was him like sleeping and two incisions by his forehead / head. So
maybe that was different then.
I just was assuming, I just assumed like, okay, that he had a lobotomy, but maybe it was.
Cause from what I read, the lobotomies in the US, that it was this one doctor who was like really known for doing them. He's only did the Kennedy one.
So no, the whole Kennedy thing, it's making me think, was this more of like a wealthy people thing? You know what I'm saying? Or was
maybe
it,
was, because maybe it was a thing where, yeah, that was like the cutting edge back then. So only, yeah, the really wealthy people had access to it because it would be so cutting edge, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess they said it only would take like 10 minutes per surgery. So they would just do them like back to back.
I didn't even, yeah, like I didn't. I thought,
and it said they were awake too.
Awake?
No, yeah, because it would go through your eyes and you wouldn't feel it or something. I don't know, guys. I'm going to do a disclaimer, even though I said I wasn't going to do those because maybe I did all my research wrong. But
So I'm just going to act like I'm talking to a doctor. Like, how many of these were performed? Is it like 10,000, 50,000, less than any of those numbers I just said?
I don't know. I would say around like 50,000. That's just made up, though.
Okay, I believe
it. But this is a scary thing. All these other countries banned it. This sort of goes to red dye, how red 40 is banned everywhere else except the U.S., Japan banned it. The UK was like, we aren't doing that. For some reason, it's still legal today in the US.
Wait, a lobotomy?
Yeah, nobody does it. Like, it actually doesn't happen, but it's not illegal. Like, ew. If a psychiatrist wanted to do a lobotomy, they could.
Why don't, like...
And I guess they still happen.
I'm just curious, like, have they just not thought about removing it? Or, like, why isn't that removed?
Maybe just because... I don't know, because even all the doctors who did it are dead now, I'm assuming. So it's not like you're protecting anyone by keeping it legal. Yeah. Well, then again, I guess they were done in the 80s even.
Oh, yeah, so I guess they would be.
Yeah, I guess it was rarely done in the 80s. And nowadays, they still kind of, they do something, they don't like, I forgot what it said, but there's something like a modern, it's not a lobotomy, but it's something that is way more like, better for the person. I don't know, I was trying to think of like a way to say that. Didn't it make me sound stupid?
Okay,
way more better for the person.
It doesn't have anything to do with like removing stuff though.
Yeah, it said it's like something to do with like changing the frequencies in your brain or something. But it's
so
saying
more
how, like now,
shock therapy.
But also there was it, they were done in the 80s very rarely, but once antidepressants, antipsychotics were made around like mid-century times, then they kind of fell off because it was like, oh wait, like we don't have to cut people's brains open, it turns out. So thank God those were invented.
Yeah, definitely. I know like men have got lobotomies too, but another reason why this grosses me out, because I remember hearing or reading somewhere that back then it was like the day and age where like people didn't view women as equal to men. So like sometimes husbands would just send their wife off to like a mental asylum.
I know,
or
that's
whatever.
What grossed
so, like,
me
it
out.
It just grosses me out because, okay, I guess it grosses me out. No, but it's like just so, it's so bad because like, They wouldn't even have had control. And like maybe they didn't even have a life debilitating mental illness. They just were sometimes mad and the husband was so controlling or something.
I know, like that's what I thought when I saw those ads that I was talking about, the ads for lobotomies that they had for like saying this wife now hangs out with her kids and stuff and she's always laughing. But it makes me think like that's just so sad. Yeah, if a wife had a rough pregnancy and had what's that called? I was going to say post-traumatic.
Postpartum depression.
I was going to say post-traumatic, postpartum. Yeah, what if they had postpartum and then they got a fucking lobotomy? It's like, what? Like that's, and or even like their wife was wanting to divorce the husband and he said, she's going crazy. We have to give her a lobotomy. Like,
I know. I guess like with the whole legalization of lobotomies, if someone actually just wanted one, I guess why not have it legal?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm joking.
None have even been done, but for some reason, like I don't think anybody can just get one. And like there still would be a lot of processes you'd have to go through.
And maybe there's not even a registered doctor in the US that would even do one, even if you will.
But the only reason I thought maybe why they haven't made it illegal is because, like I said, to protect the doctors who did it, maybe.
Yeah, because they might face in prison.
Yeah, but then again, like it was legal when they did it. So yeah. I don't really know that word. But anyway, just a fun little lobotomy talk. I wanted to spread awareness so none of you guys will get one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I couldn't see that being a trend on TikTok. You guys, like, they actually had it right with lobotomies. Like, I'm not even kidding. That could actually be a trend.
That's foul-fetched.
They would say, okay, you guys, I know this sounds crazy. Okay, you guys are all going to freak out. My brother got a lobotomy and he like is doing really good. Like you guys, they had it right. This modern medication is to keep us tired and stuff. Like they're trying to control us. Like lobotomies were the right thing.
You just made me think of the most fucked up thing. Like I was just picturing, just because I feel like people, I just feel like things get popular so fast that are kind of like radical. Like what? This is so fucked up. But like, what if they are like, this is so creepy.
Like everyone got lobotomies.
No, like if someone said like, my brother got a lobotomy and now he's like straight and has 3 kids. So like he's really Christian like all of us. Like the Christian part doesn't need to be added, but that would be really scary if that happened.
No. Like what if they just lined everyone up and said like, you have to get it.
Yeah. And like in like another sense, like any psychic mediums that are watching or like really spiritual people, what do you think would happen to your soul? Like, so let's say you did get a lobotomy and you actually turned into a toddler. The brain of a toddler. Like, do you think your soul is still in there? Because, like, you know how, like,
even if you got in a car wreck, like, you could be transformed into, like, someone with the capacity of a toddler.
Oh, yeah, so you have in my mind, I feel like the soul still would be there. I was just pitching lobotomy specifically, but the soul wouldn't just leave them, I don't think. I saw you wrote down something really annoying. Someone commented or something that bananas are berries.
Oh, this pissed me off. So a couple episodes ago, we were talking about bananas. And this just pisses me off when people do stuff like this. It's like, that isn't true.
Oh, this one just pisses me off too. And it's so, this is the most over-talked about thing. It reminds me of a Drake and Josh episode. Tomatoes are fruits.
No, they fucking aren't.
Shut up. They're literally vegetables.
It's like, why would you ruin? Okay, maybe technically by this one definition, they're a fruit.
Oh,
but it's like, they're
seeds.
A vegetable, you idiot.
Wait. People would always say tomatoes are a fruit because they have seeds. Don't cucumbers have seeds? Are those a fruit?
That's
now?
A fruit too. It's like, shut up. That isn't what people are talking about when they're talking about a vegetable.
I know.
They're talking about your dumbass definition with seeds. Who came up with that definition? Because they obviously
it's
didn't
not
understand
even true
anything.
Anyway.
Obviously, a tomato is a fucking vegetable. And I know people, it's just stupid. So that same thing with berries. Bananas are berries, apparently. So,
wait, so is this a comment?
No, this pissed me off. Oh, so bananas are berries, and then I researched it because I wanted to prove this person wrong.
Yeah.
This pissed me off. Strawberries aren't berries. Neither are raspberries or blackberries.
Then why did they name them strawberries?
Who the fuck came up with all this shit?
Why did they name them strawberries? It gets to this point where I actually think it was someone like us creating the language. Well, I'm the type of person where I would think that's hilarious. Let's name a strawberry, even though it's not a berry.
Okay, this is what is gross to me. So those aren't berries, but a banana's a berry, and so are eggplants and oranges. Like, just shut up. Well, who's coming up with this shit?
Wait, where do you read that, though? Like WebMD or something?
So apparently a lot of people actually are on our side. They said, you guys, tomatoes are vegetables. You guys are stupid. Like, we know what a vegetable is. We know what a fruit is. Why are you trying to confuse everyone? You know, it's just a way to get a viral tweet saying, oh my God, bananas are berries. But
and
this
it gives
is apparently
such attention seeker.
And apparently,
energy.
It's people cherry picking little definitions. Like, this is from botany, which, what is botany? Like the study of plants? It's like,
yeah, it's like the study of plants.
So, I guess in the botany terms, this is true. Berries are bananas and stuff. But in just colloquial terms that we all are fucking using every day, obviously a banana isn't a berry. And obviously, a tomato isn't a vegetable. So why are you trying to be a botanist? You're not a botanist. We're just talking in everyday language.
Yeah. But then, like, okay, I do have respect for these people, though, because a few episodes, we did a Grant episode, and I was looking to the Grants to be like, oh, is there any other ones I should mention for a future episode? And someone did a Grant about this. If you're the person that wrote this down, it was way more in-depth, but I'm just going to do it in a just my version. They said something like, I get so annoyed when people say our water is created equally. Sounds like something I would say. I would just say, bitch, drink tap water. It's the same as this water. But they were saying, no, like, when you're in the science lab, you need ionized or alkalized water because it works for this and this. Like, that's an example. They were saying something along those lines. So that's an example of, like, I legit have respect for that person that did that rant because they are right. Not all water is created equal, even though someone like me would just say all water is created equal. So it brings me back to this banana thing. Like, people, these bonatinous people that say bananas are berries, like, I genuinely am not a hater, I decided, because it's like, let them cook.
They need a little slap on the head, though, and say, okay, when you're in your little science lab, pop off and do that. But when you're in your everyday grocery store and people say, who cares what bottled water you get? They're all the same. Obviously, they aren't talking about your little science lab. No one's thinking of that. You know what I mean? Which I get why that's their life. But just know no one else thinks like that. You know, botanists. It's like botanists saying bananas are berries. It's like in your little botany club, talk about all that shit all you want. But don't bring it out of there. Keep it in that little club. Because it's just going to, otherwise let's change everything. If bananas are going to be berries, raspberries and blackberry can't have the word berry in the name. We need to switch everything.
But then,
that's why I think to keep it easy for everyone, just keep that in your little botany club. You guys can pop off in there and geeky about all this shit, but no one else gives a shit.
Because it leads to so many things. It leads back to the Katy Perry song. I kissed the girl and I liked it. Okay, this is kind of the same thing. So if I'm, let's say I'm starting to say, guys, I'm straight. If it gets to this whole thing where it's like, okay, but I kissed a guy and I liked it, but I'm still straight. But it leads to this whole thing where it's like, it's the same as a strawberry is a berry. It's like, you liked, like, same with I kissed a girl. Like, you liked kissing a girl, so you do kind of like girls. Like, it's not. But then it kind of, it's like the same thing.
Oh, yeah, just like, yeah, I think I get what you're saying.
Because it's the same thing that's like, yeah, you liked kissing a girl, so you're lesbian.
It's like, you're now a lesbian, so you have to divorce your husband.
No, like, no, or you're like bisexual, like, or whatever.
Yeah, that actually brings me to one of the things I have to bring up. That you it was one of the rants that you wrote down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is it. Somebody wrote this in.
Yeah, is this one a joke? Because I actually was laughing out loud when I copied and pasted.
I feel like,
this.
Honestly, this is probably relatable.
No, because it actually is relatable, but.
I am straight, but I accidentally came out as bisexual while talking to a group of people. On the one hand, I can keep up the lie and just never date somebody of the same gender. On the other hand, if I mislead people, I will no longer feel like a fierce ally. Is it ally?
Ally, yeah. Okay, so I know this, someone could say this isn't relatable, but I could so see people go out to dinner with their coworkers and they accidentally come out as bisexual.
Yeah, because I feel like you have a few drinks and then you say, you guys, it's fluid. Like, I don't care who's who. I'm going to date whatever. But like, you do mean that, but you're like, I'm not bi, but like, you're kind of just more like fluid. You're like, maybe I'd make out with a girl. Maybe I'd even hook up with a girl. I guess that'd be bi, but you just aren't really like you're more just open.
Yeah, well, like, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're labeled, people start labeling you as bi, and then that feels inauthentic to you because you're like, maybe I'm not actually, and maybe I just made that up.
Yeah, and like you said, it's not really making something up, but then it's this whole thing where once people know this about you, they're going to put this whole label on you and keep sending you photos of people and be like, you should date this person, but then you think like, I actually do think I'm like fluid, but it's not like this whole thing that you guys are making out to be.
And then like, you don't want to all of a sudden not come out as unbi, because then maybe that'd also be a thing, because then what if down the future you turn bi again, then you already unbi'd?
Because I'm going to take it as this person, like, if I would assume they didn't say I'm bisexual, but they kind of alluded to it, I had to assume how this would happen.
And now they're like, should I unbi or bi? I feel like you shouldn't just stay bi unless like, but if someone brings it up again, you could just say, yeah, I'm not sure about that anymore. You're like, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's all confusing, but I'm probably not, but maybe I'll be bi in the future. And like, yeah, I'll probably unbi for now.
That's really a good method. I don't think you should do this whole press conference and like whole like, okay, we're going to launch this so hard. I think it should be more the vibe of, if you don't like how people think you're bisexual, even though you're not. Not bisexual. You could just, do what Lucas said. Like, when someone says, like, oh, like, so you said you're straight. So someone of the same gender, they show you a photo saying, like, I know this person. We could kind of, like, cook you guys up. You could say, like, oh, like, I actually don't know about that anymore. I think I'm...
It's like, not... I became Christian.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like that's not weird. Saying like, oh, it's, I don't know about that anymore. I think I'm kind of like changing.
I'd say, yeah, like, I just, I always speak before, like, I think.
And then...
That's me.
And you could do a whole analogy. You could bring, you could like, you know, like those, you could bring a bottle of water and say like, this is me.
It's always
moving. Oh, yeah, yeah, and then I like, kind of do an analogy so you kind of seem like smarter than
another,
everyone.
Oh, yeah. Another way to just subtly do it is post on TikTok lip syncing to the Nicki Minaj audio. I used to be bi, but now I'm just hetero. And then you could lip sync to that, maybe do a fun transition. And then the caption can be relatable. And then you just post that to your Insta story and then sort of just a soft launch of unbuying, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea too.
Yeah, because Nicki can relate. I used to be bi, but now I'm just hetero. It's like people might say that's problematic, but it's her truth. It's like she was bi and now she's hetero.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not problematic if it's actually your truth, you know?
Yeah, because like I used to, yeah. Couldn't you go from asexual, bi, gay, lesbian, trans, just always switching? And it's not weird. It's like just live your life.
Legit, if it's true to you.
Don't let anyone put you in a box.
If it's true to you, then it's just like a box of chocolates.
I used to be bi, but now I'm just hetero. Speaking of that, is the Better Intruder song singer still straight? Because remember, he was gay, saying people are raping everyone, hide your kids and stuff. But then he came out as straight, remember?
Yeah, so I watched a video on it like 5 years ago. And I think he did just say, he did, I, if I remember what he was saying, something like, yeah, so I was like gay or whatever, having sex with men, but like I wanted to have kids and like a wife and stuff. So like he kind of, from what I saw in the interview, he was kind of saying more of like
playing house.
Yeah, he was kind of saying more the vibe of, okay, if we're being completely honest, I still would fuck men, but it's kind of the vibe of, oh, it's more on the down low now.
Yeah.
Like I kind of took it as a vibe of like, that's not really like, I don't even think that's bad. It's like he just wanted to play house. Yeah.
Yeah, if it's his adult life and the girl, I mean, the woman would have known him from the Bad Intruder song. So she knows his past. Everyone's on the same page, I guess, pop off. I mean, some people might say that's so sad. He's closeted, but it also, I guess like,
if I feel
he's like, you know what? Like, I want to do this little house moment. Like, oh my God, a wife and a kid. And it's like, somehow that to him is fulfilling. He's like, I'm not attracted to my wife, but like I'm playing house, and that just might be fun to him.
And also, like the definition of a marriage is just like made up. Like someone's definition of a marriage could be like, well, besties, life coach.
Well, should we leave?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We aren't doing an episode next week, guys.
Oh crap! Let's insert that in the beginning.
Okay. But bye. See you next.
Bye.
See you in 2 weeks.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.